Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there.
Frank Flegg here from Ethical Property Partners, recording from the north coast of the Quintero Peninsula of Mexico. You can probably hear a steel band from over there. We've had a torrential downpour about half an hour ago, and you can hear the lapping waves and the fish jumping just off the stern here. But I thought I'd record this episode to give you a bit of a flavour of some of the things that can go wrong when you're not at home with your printer and your scanner and your office, your normal creature comforts, and how you can overcome them. Because it's really easy to give a rosy overview and to say, well, you know, you've got Wi-Fi and you can do everything remotely, you've got letting agents, you've got team if you've got team employed. And I've done an episode recently where I was talking about that, but this, oh wow, that was a big fish. I don't know if you heard the splashes. That was a huge fish just down here off the boat. Let me give you two things that have happened since I've been away and how we've overcome them. So we're buying a property at the moment, really good property, really want to buy it. Big discount, it's in London actually, £500,000 property with a nice big discount. And we've had to change solicitors at the last minute. So before we flew from London 2 weeks ago, everything was lined up, it was with solicitors. We were basically waiting on the mortgage valuation to take place, mortgage offer, exchange, and completion. However, when the valuation was going to take place, we had to swap mortgage lenders. The valuation wasn't good, we needed to get another valuation done. In order to get another valuer out, we had to swap mortgage lenders. So we've swapped mortgage lenders, but then the solicitor that we had instructed, that's done all the searches, weren't on the panel of that lender. Some of you will be familiar with this. And so we've swapped solicitors, which is all fine and good, except no one in our office has got certified ID for us. And of course, we've got our passports with us. And so to get our original passports, which we're using on a weekly basis at the moment to travel around Central America, to the solicitors in England is going to prove quite a challenge. And so they've asked for certified copies, which is fine, except we now need to find a lawyer to certify our copies. So I've arranged for my PA to book a solicitor for Monday morning. It's Friday evening here. Monday morning, we're popping in to see a solicitor in Cancun, which is the next city that we're headed to. We're gonna book an appointment with an English speaking lawyer, probably cost like $50 or something. We're going to get four copies of each. They're gonna certify all four. I'm gonna send three copies of each back to my team, my PA, and I'm gonna send one copy of each to the solicitors that are awaiting them. Now, they're gonna be FedExed. It takes 48 hours, I think, from Mexico. Depends on where you are in Mexico. So 24 to 48 hours, so pretty quick. So they'll have them Tuesday or Wednesday. Not bad, given that we're gonna be posting them Monday. And that's probably gonna cost 40 to 50 US each time, and I'm gonna send them twice. So we're talking about $150, what's that, £100, £120 to solve that issue. Really not a big deal. And we talk about this, my wife and I, it's like a tax on living where you want to live. It's like a tax on the life, living the lifestyle that you want to live. So that's the first issue that we've had. Second issue is we have received a call from the police. One of our tenants has done a runner and has offered the property, it would seem, to cannabis growers. So they have circumvented the electrical meter. I think the electrical board let the police know. I think when a property goes from normal usage to zero usage, I think they generally smell a rat. And the police gained entry to the property, found this out. It's only been going on a very short period of time because obviously the letting agent are doing their regular inspections. So when the police phoned, that was obviously a bit of a situation, but it took about 20 minutes to sort out. Now, it's not the first time it's happened. I think it's the second or third time where we've had the police contact us. They get your details from Land Registry and then contact you as the registered owner, and they've presumably got a database of phone numbers that they can tap into. Big Brother knows everything. Lovely PC phoned me up, said this is what's happened, you know, can we have the details of the tenant? We're obviously going to pursue them for criminal charges. I just phoned the letting agent and said this is what's happened, can you crack on with it? Here's the police's number, policewoman, here's the letting agent's number, and they're cracking on with it. They're sorting it out. It's actually, fortunately, I think because we inspect regularly, very little damage has been done. They haven't flooded it, which I've heard of before. They haven't damaged carpets, the kitchen, the bathroom, and so minimal cosmetic damage. And the electrical work that they've done, the electrical board are gonna fix that. So they'd actually circumvented the meter so well, the electrical board are having to dig up the road to fix it. But of course, that's not at my expense. I think most people in their minds, or most landlords in their minds, would say, I can't be away from the UK. I can't even, you know, be away from my home and office, because what if one of these things crop up? Well, I'm sat here recording a YouTube episode to you from a boat with no Wi-Fi. No, I do have phone signal here because I'm just off the coast of Holbosch. This island is this. It is an island, actually, Isla Holbosch. And what we do is we pop into town and we have lunch at a restaurant that's got Wi-Fi. Download our emails and WhatsApp messages on our phones. I actually took my laptop yesterday to download all my emails. And then you can just sit at your leisure of an evening, spend half an hour, respond to the important ones, and crack on with the rest of your day, sailing or as we did today, exploring, playing with the kids. And so it absolutely is possible to do it. No, it's not easy. It's not, you know, it's not a piece of cake, as some might have you believe. Things still crop up, life gets in the way. I was presenting last week. We were on an island just off Cancun. Wi-Fi is a bit dodgy apparently on the island, and I knew this, and I had a 4-hour presentation to do, and it went brilliantly for the first 3 hours. It went brilliantly, and then the Wi-Fi went, and I said, I'm so sorry, I think the Wi-Fi in my building has gone down. Anyway, later on, I heard that other people had lost their Wi-Fi, and so I said to one of the organisers, I said, I'm so sorry, actually the island lost its broadband. Anyway, I heard from someone else later on, it wasn't the island, the whole of the peninsula, like Cancun and other places, had lost broadband, only for a short period of time, for like half an hour, but it was the last part of my presentation. And so, yeah, that hasn't happened to me in England. You know, I think we've got more reliable infrastructure, but then I don't get to travel with my family and explore parts of the world when I'm sat at home in my office. So I just wanted to give you a bit of a balance, really, to the principle of traveling whilst growing a property portfolio. It's not like I'm in a maintenance phase. We're still buying a lot of properties at the moment. I'm still negotiating with new vendors at the moment, so my team are booking help visits with vendors, and I'm sitting down to meet with those. So guys, yeah, just wanted to give you a balance, really, to traveling with a property portfolio, traveling when you're growing your portfolio. It's completely doable. The world has got smaller for sure, and our businesses, fortunately, don't require our physical presence. We don't have to wait till retirement. We can travel now, we can explore the world while we're young, we can explore the world while our children are young. Thoroughly recommend it, despite cannabis farms and overseas lawyers that you didn't expect to go and see, and FedExing at $50 a pop. Despite all of that, I think it's imminently doable. Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, if you'd like more episodes about sophisticated property investing, then do please click the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, give us a share and a like. That will help the reach of the channel. And I'll see you again soon, probably from a different location. Until then, happy investing.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.